This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hot Chocolate for the Soul, a show where everyone is welcome. We want to create a cozy and contained place to talk about it. Well-being, self-improvement, relationships, self-awareness, and always embracing our inner child. Un espacio seguro y abierto, conversar de bienestar, calidad de vida, crecimiento personal, relaciones de pareja e iniciativas destacables en Nueva Zelanda. Chocolate for the Soul. Welcome everyone to Hot Chocolate for the Soul. Here we are with a very important and very interesting person in here, of course, is Robin Cake. And we're going to talk about yoga retreat. So he's a yoga teacher and at Wellness Project. He practiced meditation for the last 17 years, also as an organic vegetable farmer. And he's going to run a yoga retreat from the Wednesday the 6th until Sunday the 10th of October. We're going to know about it, more details. Welcome, Robbie. How are you?
Thanks, Paola. I'm very well. Lovely to be here with you.
That's great. So, okay, so you got a lot of going on in your life, which is very important for us is to know the, how about the yoga retreat? What you're expecting in the yoga retreat? Now in COVID, it will be a bit difficult, probably a little bit different as you expected. How is that going to be?
I actually don't think it'll be too different at all. You know, obviously there's a few parameters that we'll have to look out for, but you know, very much when we, at the moment, we're teaching yoga successfully in the studio, and we have spatial, you know, the mats are further apart and people are still coming in and able to do their thing. So given that the retreat, you know, it's a silent meditation and yoga retreat. So people are in their space quite a lot. And so I think it's quite easy to respect, you know, you're sort of respecting your personal space very much in the retreat anyway. So I think it won't impact it very much at all.
All right. So why that yoga retreat, which is in silence, it will help us with all the stress level and all the, well, probably overwhelming after lockdown. Do you think will be a great help?
Absolutely. My experience is that, you know, a lot of the time where we spend a lot of time thinking and then when we're in a situation like a COVID lockdown, you know, often we're a bit isolated. We're not around our community or maybe our family. For me, like personally, like I'm from Australia, so my family's in Australia, and you know, I can connect with them on the screen. But you know, that kind of thing, coming to a retreat like this, gives you a space to feel like, you know, you've got some time to probably just be and to breathe, and you don't need to. There's no distraction of that whole outside world. So it seems a bit, for people, I think it's a bit counterintuitive, like to feel like not speaking, like it scares a lot of people.
It does.
Yeah, but really after 24 hours, most of the time people start to relax. And once you start to relax, you begin to get into that space of golden silence, which we've lost a lot of in our modern times. You know, things are very busy, things are very loud, there's lots of people are listening to music all the time in their earbuds. So it just gives you a chance to really, I think, experience life in a very much more gentle way.
Yeah, and I really like what you say, the golden silence. Mm. So it's quite hard to achieve, I think, in our busy life, in our busy mind. So the mind is something, I was just reading about it, like I never stop thinking, I never stop talking to you. Mm. It's a constant talking. How you can achieve that? Because maybe it's a silence around you, but maybe you will not have a silence inside you.
Yeah, so this is I think, again, like this sort of the next phase of what scares people. Like, okay, the practicality of not being able to say, hey, can you pass me something, or this is how I'm feeling. But then once you kind of move into that space, then it's like, well, what happens then? So then often you begin to be faced a little bit more with your own internal dialogue. So for me, it's about encouraging people to make friends with their internal dialogue and to make friends with the busy monkey mind that, you know, is often just trying to, the mind is there for a good reason. It's a very good tool, and it does, you know, it's allowed humans to do amazing things, but it also causes, you know, to me, a lot of suffering. Like a lot of people struggle with the voice in their mind sometimes, and It's about making friends with that voice.
So maybe like you use a bit of the compassion on it, and then like
lots of compassion, yeah, lots of courage, and that sort of it's yeah. So to make friends is just to sort of understand that it's there for a good reason, and that it doesn't have to be dictating the terms of how you live, because often we fall into just doing what the mind says because it's kind of easy, but we want to train the mind. We want to let the mind know that it's not necessarily in control, and we can witness what's going on and make really good decisions, not just based on logic, but based also on feeling.
So training your mind, you means is just by creating silence around you, but how are you going to create the silence inside you?
Yeah, so it's again, like it's a little, we're getting into some good juicy technicalities here, which is great. But it's one of those things where you may never experience the silence within you, and it's not really the goal.
Right.
The goal is just to once you've made friends with someone, you feel comfortable. You know, it's like when you begin to build trust and you begin to build that stronger ties and that deeper relationship with someone, you can spend a lot of time with them and you can feel quite okay. You know, it's not draining. It doesn't take too much from you. You actually enjoy that space. So the mind is a similar thing. You begin to build more trust and build more connection and more understanding. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm happy to be with you all the time. That's sort of more how I see things evolving with the silence and the spaciousness that we create.
It just kind of make a peace with the mind, basically,
because
we don't really in peace.
Yeah.
So there's probably a bit of the making peace. Now, how important is for people to go for a yoga retreat, for instance, like once a year, but then what happened with the rest of the time?
Mm.
You know, because that's another big question in here, like for instance, someone maybe is listen to us and go, I do want to go for yoga retreat. But then this is going to work.
Mm.
It's like, is it going to make any difference? Is it going to make any change in their life?
You know, I think it really comes back to the individual about how you incorporate your experience and your learnings in your own life. And for me, the most important thing is to have like a daily practice. That could be walking, or it could be reading, or something where you're doing something that nourishes you. And it's not about anybody else. It's not about achieving something. It's not about your work. It could be a walk on the beach. It might be hanging out with your pet. Like, there's so many ways to find peace of mind. So a retreat like this often just can open a door to maybe a deeper space of understanding of how beautiful the world is and how amazing this experience of being human is. And then I always just encourage people to take that with them and then develop a practice that can work. It could be as simple as a 5-minute meditation. It could be as simple as a 15-minute mindfulness exercise. Begin to build small habits, and from those smaller habits, hopefully you can develop either bigger habits, or you can build a life that works for you in your busy day. You know, you could be a high-flying executive and still practice mindfulness in your day. So you can, maybe be more compassionate when you come home to your family or for yourself, not being so hard on yourself or telling yourself things that, you know, may be negative or hurtful, because there's a lot of the time there's no reason for that stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like it's just something they can get from the yoga retreat, some is more little gift or tools, and then just work through the year, basically.
Yeah, I think it's super important to take time for yourself and to take time away, to take a break, to sleep, to be in silence, to be in nature. Like, these things are very nourishing for us as humans. And a lot of the time we find excuses not to do that.
Yeah.
So I want to give people an excuse to do that. You know, it's an amazing, fun journey. It's an incredible, you know, it's the most interesting journey that I've ever been on. And thus, I feel like it's a great thing for other people to, you know, get to that space as well. Like, the mind, the body, the human experience, it's the most endless and complex and interesting experience we can have, I believe, as humans.
I believe too. And then, all right, let's talking about this. Yoga retreat is going to be, as I said from the beginning, Wednesday the 6th of this October, this Wednesday, and then until Sunday. There will be 5 days, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's called Embark. This is the name.
It's called Embark, yeah. So it's the start of a journey. And, you know, in many ways, it's the start of the journey for me, because this is the first retreat like this that I've put on. I've put on workshops, and I've had ongoing sort of practices with people for like 6 weeks. But this is the first time I've done a 5-day intensive. And for me, it's really a beginning of a journey that I think I've always wanted to explore and go on. And I feel really excited about this, like excited in a way that, you know, I can feel it in my body, I can feel it in my heart. And, you know, I'm looking to step into this path with people. And it's an invitation, part of what the Buddha talks about in the first chapter of the Dhammapada, which is the ancient Buddha scriptures, is stepping onto the boat to cross the river. So being prepared to take the journey across to the other side to find nirvana. And when we talk about nirvana, it's like the experience here in this life that you can have. It's not some faraway dreamland. It's not heaven in the clouds. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a heaven on earth. And that's really to be with your own experience and to feel like a sense of freedom in this experience. So I really wanted to just bring that first chapter through and welcome people to step onto the boat with me, and you know, we'll go across together, because it's something that it's great to do with others. It's really, you know, it's almost a necessity to have others on your path, your sangha, your crew.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah. How you mentioned it. Okay, so where the people can contact you, if I'm surely some people interested in there, how they can contact you to add it.
Yeah, well, so my phone number, so
you or can, your email, or my maybe. Email. Yeah.
Yep. I have an Instagram account, but I'm not super technologically advanced with social media and the like, so I've been avoiding Facebook for a very long time. So I do use old school techniques like the phone and email.
All right, you can tell people now then.
Oh yeah, yep. So my phone number is 021. I'll say it slowly. 250-6187. So please give me a call or send me a message. A text is fine. And my my email is kekimon, kekimon yoga, yoga, @gmail.com. And my Instagram is kekimon yoga. So if you find kekimon on Instagram, you'll see me, and I'm going to make a post. I think I'm putting a video on today with the help of a friend.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, yes. So that's how you can find me.
Awesome. So then the people, they will be very pleased to join you. You've got many people already.
Yeah, so we've got a small group, but yep. we'll have, I'm hoping we'll have around 10. At the moment, we've got about 7. So yeah. We can have up to 20 people.
Nice.
So yeah, there's still definitely some spaces, and just really welcoming anyone along. And my prerequisite for people is that they're curious. You don't have to be a strong meditator. It's good if you're curious, if you've had an interest, if something's come along your way and you're like, oh yeah, I'd like to try that one day, or you know, so you can really be a beginner. It's a big journey, but you know, I'm going to create a really safe and held space. So I think that really anyone can access this work. You just have to have a little bit of willpower and a bit of curiosity, and yeah, be prepared to maybe try something new.
And they have to also explain to you in a hard copy where they've been done it before, and explain a bit about themselves and all that. This is probably as well one
yeah,
of the,
yeah, there's definitely
the
a little bit of a process where I just need a bit of information about people, because you know, it's not always for everyone to do this kind of thing. And you know, if you're sort of on the fence and you need more information, then I give lots of information before we start.
Yeah. I think that is pretty fair. Yeah. There's something else you want to tell to everyone about your yoga retreat. But there's something else we haven't really said or haven't mentioned it.
So I guess part of the yoga retreat.
Whereabout is going to be? What is the place?
So the place is at Tawera, which is a camp on just out of Stratford on the World Forgotten Highway. So it's one of the nice things about this retreat, it's fairly local. There's no silent meditation retreats happening or that I could find in Taranaki. The closest ones were at least 3 or 4 hours away, maybe in the Coromandel. And you know, I had a lot of people, friends who were interested, but you know, people with families, like people can't get away.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, it's important for me. I live here. I want to bring this to this area. I want people to have access to it. It's very affordable. You know, so it's $395, and plus you make an offering to the teacher. So you give what we call dana. That depends on, you know, how much you can give or how much you feel to give. And so it's, you know, we have someone cooking, it's vegan or vegetarian food, so it's fully catered. You know, I'm a farmer, so all the food comes from, well, a lot of the veggies are going to come from my farm.
Great.
Fresh salads and fresh vegetables.
Organic.
Yeah, fully organic, absolutely. I've been farming organically for, you know, the last sort of 20 years or 15 years. So
that would be awesome. That sounds like an amazing package.
Yeah, it's an incredible package, and it's super accessible. I want to keep the price point is in line with tradition of, you know, we're just covering the basics because I want people to have this experience. I want to share this experience, and it's important to me that it's not just a $1,500 or a $2,500 experience. It's for anyone who can get just a little bit of money. And even some of my friends, you know, they are just paying me off over some time. So, you know, it's more important for me that people get a chance to explore and experience themselves. And if people are interested, that the money is not an issue. It's not a hindrance to them having these experiences because, you know, not everyone is made of money.
Absolutely. And I think it sounds amazing, the name Embark. So everyone is invited to embark with you and this amazing experience. And you have one song you want to share with us which really inspired you as well. Which is the name of that song?
So the song is Mir Gurudev, and it's by Krishna Das, who is very famous in the yoga sort of or the kirtan chanting. And this is one of my favorite songs.
Awesome. Thank you, Roy, for staying with us.
Thank you, Paola.
All right, let's go to listen to the song now.
It's just a song about taking the love that we receive from the beloved and just offering it right back. Everything we have, we offer for the sake of love. Mere Gurudev Charanamba Sumana Shadha Ke Arkrita Hai Tere Hidem He
Vicharon
Chocolate for the Soul, y estamos en la parte de español, y tengo a Brenda Bahami Davis. ¿Cómo estás, Brenda?
Hola. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás, Paola? Muchísimas gracias por invitarme a tu programa.
Feliz de escucharte. Brenda es dueña de Sanctuary Hill, vamos a enterarnos de qué se trata, y además es profesora de yoga. Cuéntanos un poco, Brenda, acerca de, digamos, de este lugar. Ustedes hacen yoga retreat también, ustedes tienen unas clases de yoga que van ongoing durante el año. ¿Cómo es? Cuéntanos.
Sí, mira, mi esposo es kiwi y mi esposo abrió un estudio de yoga aquí en New Plymouth hace más de 12 años, hace casi 12, 13 años. Y cuando empezó, en los primeros dos años, eran un lugar de clases. Y ahí fue cuando nos conocimos. Y tiempo después, ya que nos casamos y tuvimos niños, queríamos consolidar nuestra casa con las clases que hacíamos. Y yo ya llevaba este lugar operando 10 años. Ese estudio de yoga ha estado abierto, duró como 10 años, y fue cuando decidimos querer hacer la transición de ofrecer clases, pero también incluir retiros de yoga, de meditación, de salud y todo. Entonces encontramos una propiedad aquí en New Plymouth donde hicimos nuestro hogar, y también aparte de tener un estudio, construimos un estudio con algunas habitaciones, algunas cabañitas, y nos permite estar un poquito en las orillas de New Plymouth, que podemos facilitar clases todos los días a los que viven aquí, pero también a los que vienen de fuera, que quieren tener como un espacio más como tranquilo para poder disfrutar un fin de semana. Entonces ahí es donde hacemos los retiros. Entonces ahí es donde Sanctuary Hill nació.
Perfecto. Y cuéntame una cosa, ¿cuál es el retiro de yoga que tienen pronto a venir? ¿Tienen alguno planeado para este año?
Sí, tenemos uno ahora que es el 16 de octubre, que es para principiantes totalmente. El 15 de octubre es un viernes. Ajá. Y dura. ¿Me oyes?
Sí, te escucho.
¿Me escuchas?
Sí.
Sí, dura tres noches, viernes, sábado y el domingo, y es un retiro exclusivamente enfocado como a los que quieren empezar desde los fundamentos, lo básico, o alguno que quiera como reforzar su práctica. Es un retiro que se llama para principiantes.
¿Y esto sería un retiro de meditación o de yoga?
De las dos, vamos a hablar un poco como los fundamentos de la mente, cómo opera la mente, cómo establecer una práctica de meditación, y al mismo tiempo aprender los fundamentos de posturas, de sentarse. El cuerpo tiene que estar cómodo para cuando uno se sienta a meditar, porque si el cuerpo está como todo incómodo, así es muy difícil que la mente se concentre. Entonces son dos elementos que van junto con pegado. Tienen que ir juntos, la meditación y la práctica de yoga van implícitamente, son las dos cosas, el movimiento físico y el entendimiento de la mente también.
Me parece maravilloso. Y cuéntame una cosa, las personas que quieren saber cómo apuntarse a este yoga retreat, ¿cómo pueden uh-huh. acceder a esto? ¿Tienes una página en Facebook? Sí, o ¿cómo lo pueden hacer?
Donde está toda la información muchísimo más accesible es nuestra página web, que es www.sanctuaryhill.co.nz, como New Zealand, .co.nz. También nos pueden encontrar en Facebook, tenemos nuestra página de Facebook Sanctuary Hill Retreats, y también en Instagram nos pueden encontrar Sanctuary Hill Retreats. Ahí anunciamos constantemente las actividades y cursos que tenemos disponibles, pero ya más a detalle de costos y tiempos y el calendario más explícito de clases y eventos en la página La Mejor Manera.
La página es el lugar de acceso al punto de conexión donde pueden acceder para saber qué tipo de clase. ¿En qué lugar físicamente en New Plymouth está Sanctuary Hill?
Estamos en el suburbio que se llama Ridgewood. Ridgewood, no mucha gente lo conoce, pero está al borde con Frankly Park. Y Frankly Park está pegadito con West Town, que es como ya que se acerca un poco más a Downtown. Entonces, es cerca también de donde está el colegio Woodley School. Y un poquito más atrás, Ridgewood ya se considera una área rural, ya es el borde de la área residencial que es Frankly Park.
Y me imagino que también este lugar más rural, mucho más verde, más alejado sí. de lo que es la ciudad, ayuda muchísimo para este tipo de retiros, ¿no?
Sí, pues obviamente es una área de lifestyle blocks, hay varias propiedades aquí con los que compartimos, los que vivimos en esta área rural. Pero en general, la propiedad donde estamos en Sanctuary Hill podemos proporcionar a la gente que viene a disfrutar una vista con muchos árboles. Tenemos una hortaliza con 40 árboles frutales. Tenemos caminatas porque es como una pequeña loma. Entonces, la gente puede, hay unas bancas, caminan. Debido obviamente al espacio blindado, pero igual de aquí se ve la montaña, es privado, es tranquilo.
Me imagino que van a ofrecer una comida espectacular, toda vegetariana.
Sí, de hecho, sí, es muy curioso porque mucha gente a veces piensa, llega a los retiros como con un poco de snacks en la bolsa, como unas granolas, sí, pensando claro. que a lo mejor no van a tener suficiente comida, pero la verdad es que la gente termina como admirada como la variedad de la comida y los sabores que se puede uno jugar con la comida vegetariana, es la verdad muy vasta y uno termina satisfecho pero sin sentirse como pesado, es como una ligereza pero te sientes satisfecho en tu comida. Entonces, la gente a veces, digo, les gusta regresar porque tenemos gente que viene, repite los retiros porque les gusta el tema. Y regresa, les gusta el yoga, pero la gente que mayoría que viene es porque regresa por la comida. Les encanta la comida, de verdad.
Eso es maravilloso saberlo y escucharlo. Bueno, estamos terminando el día de hoy con el programa. Te damos las gracias. Muchas gracias por este contacto telefónico. Te súper invitamos la próxima vez si quieres venir al estudio, sería maravilloso. Gracias. Podemos conversar, seguir conversando acerca del yoga y tantos más beneficios que por supuesto tiene la práctica en sí. Muchas gracias.
Muchísimas
Brenda
gracias.
Tajani, muchas gracias por haber estado con nosotros.
Sale, chao, gusto en conocerte, chao, bye.
Chao, que estés bien. Ahí estábamos entonces con la parte en español con Brenda y súper invitada, también tiene un yoga retreat. Ya sabemos, hay dos yoga retreat en carpeta. Tenemos uno del 6 al 10 en octubre con Robbie Keck y se llama Embark, y tenemos el de Brenda Bahami que parte el 15 de octubre en Sanctuary Hill. Todos invitados y muchas gracias por haber estado con nosotros en Hot Chocolate for the Soul.
This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.